With the enactment of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, bouncing from medical plan to medical plan anytime you want is no longer possible. There are only certain times when you can enroll and/or change policies. This is quite different from the past when you were able to price shop and get other coverage whenever you wanted. We all need to know the new rules to avoid getting trapped in a plan we cannot afford, doesn't fit our needs, or even worse, leaves us without any coverage at all. Hi, I'm Ed Galick, a life and health insurance broker and founder of PSI Consultants, located in Glen Rock, New Jersey. We have specialized in personal insurance and company-sponsored health benefits since 1985. Let's say you leave your previous employer and elect COBRA or state continuation and waive off of your initial enrollment period with your new company. Your logic is you'll simply drop COBRA whenever it makes more sense to enroll. A few months later, your previous company's insurance plan gets a big premium increase, which is passed on to you. Now it would be better premium-wise to get on your new company's plan. Unfortunately, you just fell into the trap. You're locked in until you have another open enrollment opportunity, which may not be for close to a year. Since there was no involuntary loss of coverage to generate a triggering event which would create a special enrollment period, you're stuck. So you get creative and think to lapse your coverage. But not paying premiums where the carrier cancels your plan is not an involuntary loss of coverage either. So assuming you want to maintain coverage, and I certainly encourage that, you'll need to pay the higher amount and wait until your next open enrollment period. When you lose job-based health coverage, it's important that you choose carefully between COBRA and other benefit options that may be available to you at that time. Once you've made your choice, it can be difficult or impossible to switch to another plan. So take this trap into consideration before making any decisions. To contact us and learn more, please visit our website, psi-consultants.com.